USA。
This is a Talker USA magazine.、we had a little bit of a scheduling issue.、Patrick is、our editor. He's actually in Tokyo right now. And Joseph Luster isn't in town until tonight. So、this is Aaron.
Yes, you got me.
So, and I'm Jeff. If you have any business related questions or want to buy some advertising in Otaku USA, I can help you with that. If you have editorial questions, anything cool, she's going to answer that.
I'll try to.
We'll probably cut this short and give you some stuff. Okay? So throw out some questions. Patrick usually has really cool little videos going and fun. We're more boring.
Yeah, sorry.
But we do have stuff. Stuff.
I write anime reviews for the magazine freelance, but I didn't come on to the magazine right away. Like, I started in like the second issue, but now it's like this continuing thing, and I've written a few features. I'm like, look for my feature on Paradise Kiss coming up in the next issue.
Yeah, and we didn't want to just bag this because all the rumors that might, you know, go on if we just didn't show up. Okay.
I have a question. Muten obviously just kind of fell off the deep end, and I personally don't know why.
Oh wait, I like repeating the question. So the question is, if Newtype went off the map, and are we going to take over some of their ads and fan base as well?
We hope so.
Didn't we get a bunch of their ad sales? Like,
yeah, I mean, like, for people who are looking to reach you guys, when they went away, if they weren't already advertising in Otaku USA, a number of them came over. Budgets and all of that business stuff, they're going to join us in 2009. But obviously, that's my job, and I'm the ad guy. And I've been talking to a number of them. Yeah, absolutely.
But Newtype just had a lot of ads, and it's like, well, where are their ads going to go if there's no Newtype? And the answer is other magazines. Anyone else?
You just want the stuff,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, just the stuff. Connections with other...
Well, Curtis is our distributor. They're the biggest and the best in the world, but also we throw a lot of money at retailers to take our magazine. A question!
All right.
You get lots of stuff, as far as I'm concerned.
I've noticed, like, over the time, because I'm a subscriber, that the magazine has, like, steadily changed. I don't know if the writer is one of them, but I noticed it has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to keep the Yaoi page?
Oh, yeah, one of the subscribers wanted to know if we're going to keep the Yaoi pages as the content is. Yeah, it's like the best page. Like,
and part of it, because we're a small company, is we listen to the readers and try to give them what they want because, well, duh, more people will buy it. I mean, it's a business. You know, we're out to sell magazines and to sell advertising so that you guys will buy the stuff and all that kind of stuff. But also, we want to produce a magazine that you want to buy and read. And what did we do? We did like 8 or 10 page feature on Yaoi in the 3rd or 4th issue. And we're like, do we really want to do this? Do we really want to do this? And, well, now Fujoshi USA is a major feature in the magazine. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's like the first one I've bought.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't get it. But, hey, you know, if you like it, then, you know, you buy it and you like it, hey, that's cool.
Shannon Garrity writes a lot of that. She has a live journal where she does the Overlooked Manga Festival, which I highly recommend reading if you haven't read. It's a great source of strange manga information. And also Jason Thompson, who wrote the book, The Manga, The Complete Guide, which I can't recommend enough, where he tried to read... And with some success, every manga title ever published in English, and then wrote a little entry about it, like a Leonard Maltin movie guide. They give a certain number of, they give like stars. He also, there are great essays in it between the chapters about like different genres and like subgenres, going down through like detective manga, pet manga, you know, sports cooking, stuff like that, Salaryman manga. It's a great book.
Sport cooking manga?
You haven't read Yakitate Japan? It's about competitive bread baking. I highly recommend it. There was an anime series, but I don't think it's licensed here. So when you were starting the magazine, did you see like a hole in the anime magazine market, or
Yeah, I mean, New Type was in existence. There's a few others.
It's like Anime
but
Insider.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't really compete directly with Anime Insider. They're, you look at the two magazines, they're different. But we look for holes in the market or areas that are being underserved. And from the first issue, we had greater distribution. Again, it's throwing money at retailers to carry the magazine. We had greater distribution than who we saw as the competition.
So what magazine, what cover of the, no, not cover, okay, which issue has sold the best so far? Do you know offhand?
That first Naruto cover really spiked sales. And everybody said, you know, you read the forums and you look at it and it's like, oh, they're doing all this really commercial sellout stuff and on the cover. Well, the reason is it sells. It sells, Naruto on the cover of a magazine will sell 25% more than
Gundam or something?
Yeah. I mean, we could put really cool stuff on there, but the truth is, it's not going to sell as well. And again, it's a business. We want to sell as many as possible. We want you guys to read as much as possible, but if you open it up, it's still the same cool stuff inside.
Right,
so
yeah.
It may be, you know, we may be sellouts on the cover, but it's still cool stuff inside.
It's for a good cause. I like when there's like a Dragon Ball Z cover and that kind of thing, but then if you look at the content inside, there might be like, oh, a tribute to Macross. That might be an upcoming feature. So we do like cover older stuff. And
a lot of Godzilla stuff.
Yeah. And Seinen things. Not Seinen, the, you know, heroes.
Yeah.
I thought it was another question. Tokusatsu, that's the word I'm looking for. Wait, did someone have a question? Deck there?
You have a hand up? All right.
Good.
Yeah,
I did.
What is your question? Oh, did you already answer it?
Well, actually, yeah. For the future issues, are you going to keep covering like classic series, or are you going to, you know, since it's very diverse, you got like the Tokusatsu, you got all the different Japanese movies and things like that?
He wants to know if we're going to keep covering older anime in the future.
Yeah.
I think we're trying as hard as we can. Like, on one hand, it's easier to get, like, anime distributors send in art and stuff, but it's hard to get old copies of screeners and stuff like that. But I think there's a big pull from the writers in to be like, let's write as many classic things as we can, but sometimes it gets bumped for, like, a newer, you know, Claymore's coming out, so we have to do a big Claymore thing or something like that.
And I know the first, before we even hired everybody put out the first magazine, we sat down with Patrick, and that was his vision, is to not only cover the new cool stuff, but to go back to the history and kind of bring them together. Because there's a lot of kids, I grew up with Ultraman. You know, I ran home and watched Ultraman, Speed Racer, you know, that kind of stuff, and Godzilla movies. And so it's really cool to, that kind of tells you my age. So it's really cool to bring that kind of stuff and show the new fans who didn't know Ultraman existed, you know, where all this new stuff came from. And so that's kind of the vision of the magazine, is a lot of the old cool stuff and a lot of the new cool stuff, and smash it together in the 160 pages.
Anyone else? What's your question?
Do you have any insight on where the trade paperback manga is? The market, where it's headed.
Oh, where's the market headed for a trade paperback manga? I think there's a manga, State of the Manga Industry panel on Sunday that you might want to go to for that, because I don't really work in publishing, I just review books. But yeah, I've been to a lot of similar State of the Industry panels. Who knows? I hope it's not going the same way as like anime, but I think the market overexpanded a little too much, so now some companies are kind of consolidating, or the smaller companies are dropping off a little bit, because not every title they release is a hit, and a big problem I learned about, like, the New York Comic Con earlier this year was a lot of comic book retailers used to, like, just carry every manga title that came out because they could, but they weren't really necessarily all experts at manga. Like, some comic book stores are really good manga importers or manga people, but then now there's so many, there's, like, a glut of titles on the market, so a lot of comic book stores are like, we can't bring out every single title. Like, we gotta only just pick and choose which are hits. And bookstores, too, like, they expanded all the shelf space. But then, isn't there something weird where, like, Borders got bought by Barnes & Noble? Something crazy like that going on?
We haven't bought them yet.
You haven't? Wait, we haven't. Do you work for Barnes & Noble?
Noble.
Nice. So we haven't bought them.
Hello, Mrs. Barnes.
I'm only a retail expert, but the store manager does sell those things. Barnes & Noble has a bulk order here or anything. There's no
okay.
guarantee if they're going to, but they are going. They are bankrupt.
Okay, so Barnes & Noble hasn't bought Borders, but Borders is bankrupt.
Yes, Borders is bankrupt.
Wow, bummer. Borders is such a great, like, that's where I saw manga first in bookstores, in Borders.
I just I read the first volume,
Oh, okay, the guy, another press guy in the front, read Nana before he came over here. The first volume. At Borders?
At Borders, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, to get back to that question, and I was just talking to an old friend that's with Diamond now, and both of us are from a radio background, and we were talking about manga and the industry. It's going through the same thing that any business category goes through. It's an up and down. It's a growth, it's a pullback, it's a growth, it's a pullback. And he said, you know, it's the same thing that happened back in the 80s when we saw the start of the indie labels. You had all the big music labels that were just putting out everything, not making money, pulled back, and there were groups out there that were good, so indie labels picked them up, and that created a whole new business category. And I see that happening with the clients that I'm dealing with. The big guys flooded the market, they're pulling back, but there's some good titles that they're not going to invest in, so the secondary publishers are picking them up and are better at guerrilla marketing, and they're making money. They don't have to make, you know, $1 million on a title. They're happy if they make $100,000 on a title. I don't know if those are figures, but I'm just so they could make 10% of what the big guys have to make, and they're happy. And I think that's what's going to happen in 2009 with the manga and anime industries, is that pullback is happening. You're going to see a whole new, some of these secondary publishers sprouting up, and I think the industry is going to really come back strong in 2009. Personal opinion.
I think it'll be interesting.
Just like any other business.
I think it'll be interesting to see where Yen Press magazine goes, since it's like a monthly manga magazine, and they're really, you know, pushing their titles and like their Korean titles specifically. They're giving it away free here, by the way, so you should pick up the first issue, because otherwise it's like kind of pricey. So yes, the first issue of Yen Press magazine is free. Oh, it's called Yen Plus. I'm sorry. It's got a weird range of titles from Square Enix and a lot of Korean titles. And then the one by the girl who did DramaCon, Svetlana Shumkova, her latest manga is on the cover also. But there are three issues out in stores now. The guy who does that magazine used to be a distribution guy for either Borders or Barnes & Noble, I forget. So he knew all the distribution people to start this magazine. So I suspect it has a wide distribution. What's the distribution of our magazine? I think Patrick
100,000.
100,000?
Yeah.
Quite a lot. Wait, should we get someone else? How about again? Nope. All right. What's your question again?
As you may have mentioned this before I got here, is Otaku USA on sale here?
Is Otaku USA on sale?
Yeah, we've got a booth right behind Bandai. We're with Timbu Productions. You can hear Unicorn Table playing over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Good group, but after about 8 hours, it's like. But yeah, we're doing subscriptions and, you know, all that.
I think if the publisher releases them. Like Viz has been doing the thing where they'll release, like, there's the new anime Blue Dragon, but, like, the first few sets that come out are, like, the cut for American television dubbed version. But maybe later they'll do a subbed uncut thing, like they did with Naruto. Like, but only if the show is really, really popular. I don't know if they'll do that kind of thing with... I think Hunter x Hunter is just all straight up subs. What are you going to say?
Is that all straight up subs?
Hunter x Hunter? I don't think there's a dub that I know of.
They didn't say. They were just like, oh, it's coming out in December.
Yeah, the big box in December, Hunter x Hunter.
You're kind of pissed because they couldn't get it on TV, because they were like really trying for several years to get it on TV. You're being, oh, they promoted Hunter x Hunter, but nobody was like...
Yeah, nobody wanted to show Hunter x Hunter on television. Maybe because it has Hunter in the title, that sounds too violent. We have more questions about the magazine from Allison.
Are there any features that are coming up that you're excited about?
Features that are coming up that we're excited about. Do you know about the content? Like, you read all the
magazine
pages?
No, about a week before the closing date. You know.
There is some big Macross thing that we're doing that I didn't write anything for, but a bunch of people were writing about all different versions of Macross across time and, like, the most recent Macross. I wrote a Claymore feature that I think is an issue that comes out in November that I'm proud of. So I'm like, be sure to check that out. Anything else? You again.
You did earlier features in the magazine when they had the 25th anniversary of the North Star. They had like a celebration. They had like a wedding between Ed and Yuria where the people attended. They had like a feature of that.
Yeah.
Do you have any, do you want to guess right now, you want to speculate maybe what their next promotion is going to be? Because first they had the Rao funeral, now they had the wedding.
So you want to know about what the next promotion of Fist of the North Star might be? Because they had that wedding.
Guess.
Let's get it. Never get it.
Coming out is like, I think the next one coming out is Chunky or something. So.
Maybe, but I will mention that I recently read about, so the t-shirt I have now is Ashita No Joe. And it's a Uniqlo t-shirt. But I read in Fred Schoett's book, Manga, 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 which is great, and you should all read it, because it's awesome about the history of manga. But it's kind of out of print, but it's on Amazon. He talked about when Ashita No Joe was a super, super popular manga series, and after the end of it, spoilers, the character dies in the end, but they had a huge funeral for him in a boxing ring, and like thousands and thousands of people attended. Like a ridiculous...
Yeah.